Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. Guess who's back? It's your boys, Corey Burton, Israel Troop. Believe in Georgia Dogs. Let's get it. All righty. Good, happy Sunday afternoon, or Sunday evening, I should say. We are live, the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. We are live. Join us in the chat. We are live wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube, social media, wherever it is you are. We are live, and we are glad that you are here. So joining me is Israel. Israel, missed you last time, man, but, you know, our schedules are, they're like, very complicated. So, you know, we have to, you know, take advantage of when we can record together, man. How you doing? How you been?
Look, man, you know, dad life out here, you know, it's a struggle for all of us. So it's been good, man. You know, coming off of spring break here, about to start install tomorrow. So it's been busy, you know, fun week, kind of get to, you know, got to get a little bit of rest, but back to the grind, as they say, tomorrow.
Yep. Back to the grind. So part of your grind is, for like 4 minutes tomorrow, don't look up.
That's right. Do not look up tomorrow.
Without special glasses.
I completely forgot about it until we got our email from our principal. There is a solar eclipse tomorrow, so don't look up tomorrow here. Corey alluded to me, because I didn't know. I completely forgot. It'll be about 2 o'clock here, so you guys be careful tomorrow as you're out and about.
Yeah, so it's going to be like 1 o'clock for us tomorrow, somewhere in that ballpark. We're shutting down school and going outside as a school to watch this solar eclipse. So hopefully the weather holds up, you know how that goes, right?
Oh yeah. Look, man, the pollen monster is alive and well down here in South Georgia. So, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad here too. I can imagine it's even worse down there. Cause right now we just spent a week where we saw all four seasons in one day. So like you wake up and there's frost on your car, and then when you get to school, it's like late fall. And then when you're leaving school, it's summer transitioning into spring, like late afternoon, and then back. And then at night it's fall, and then overnight it turns into winter again.
Yeah. See, we just got a monsoon down here last week. We had beautiful weather all week this week. This is the first time, I think, in a very long time that it didn't really rain. It rained on Wednesday, but it didn't really rain for my spring break. People that had it the week before, feel bad for those guys because it rained almost every day.
Ooh, that's brutal. Did you go anywhere or did you stay home?
I didn't go anywhere. I stayed home, and I stayed home and watched the SFL. What's it called now?
UFL, I think. Yeah,
that's it. UFL. That's it. I don't know why I got SFL from, but watched some UFL and watched some Georgia baseball.
XFL merged with USFL, so
that's it. I was trying to combine all those letters in at one time. I watched that very long Georgia Mississippi State game last night, which, by the way, going back and watching it and seeing, one, how many people got ejected, because it really started with their catcher. I mean, it's a bang bang play at the plate. I think our guy did not do anything too, you know, egregious during that play. I think the catcher was just having a bad day that particular moment. But I think the umpires took way too long to make that call. If you look at it and you watch it, I think it was de-escalated really fast. You know, we had one kid come out of our dugout, don't really know what he was upset about. But, you know, from Mississippi State, say, I didn't see anything egregious from our side. I didn't either, besides one person. So I don't really know what that's all about. You know, maybe, you know, he got caught, you know, his girlfriend's DMs or something, because I don't really understand what really transpired for you to be that mad.
He is a bang bang play. He dove, so it's not like he bulldozed him. Like
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
I've around them. If any, like, I tried to pick it apart, like, when they slowed it down. I was like, okay, maybe our guy got upset because he got tagged in the face a little bit. But, yeah, like,
he didn't even say anything.
But
I mean, he might have said something, but.
And then the catcher stood over him, like, started kneeing him in the ribs. It's like, what's this guy doing? Is he having a roid rage? What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't really know. Kudos to Mississippi State. You know, I think the first guy there. Or the pitcher, one that came and was like, hey, we're good, you know. And I think it's really good from both sides, you know, standing up for the teammates and everything. But, you know, from an umpire standpoint, you know, I know you understand you got to do your job, but that took way too long to try to decipher that. I guess if you leave the dugout, I guess you get suspended now. I guess that's the new rule. But
yeah, that's like too hard to discern. Like,
exactly. I mean,
nothing happened. Nothing happened. Just chalk it up as nothing happened. Suspend the dude that need the guy in the ribs, and let's just be on with it.
Yeah, that took way too long, but you know, we got the win. I don't know who won the rubber match today. I know it was tied 1-1. So hopefully we pulled it out and ended up winning the series. But I'll tell you what, Mississippi State's got a really good baseball team. And Condon
is Georgia did not. Really Georgia did not win. Errors got the best of us late in the game.
I tell you what, when we stink it up. But we're playing really good ball, and we're playing, you know, like we're supposed to. I mean, we're really dangerous. So, you know, hopefully we get that together. And, I mean, apparently there's a lot of emotion in that game, which we haven't seen a lot of emotion from Jordan in a really, really long time. You know, so we just got to keep that in check. And I think we're fine. You know, I think Coach Johnson's doing a great job baseball-wise, and even our softball team's doing really well. I think they put away Tennessee this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. So lost a heartbreaker to Arkansas. I tell you what, that little girl from Arkansas, she's pretty good. Great week for Georgia Athletics this week.
Yeah, it's been a really, really good week. I mean, basketball goes to the NIT, so that they go to the NIT Final Four, which, I mean, I said on my solo episode last week that – you know, it doesn't matter for Georgia basketball. I know people are like, "Oh, it's just the NIT." Well, for Georgia basketball,
that is our tournament, baby. We are in.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize how abysmal this program was when Mike White took over, and now he's made it to the Final Four of the I still think we should have beat Seton Hall, but I mean, I don't know. I guess we just ran into a buzzsaw, but man, it's just, that was awesome. You know, the scrimmage is giving everybody, the scrimmages and spring practice and things are giving everybody hope. So, you know, I'm excited about that too. So, man, lots, like you said, man, lots of great stuff actually. So can't complain there.
Absolutely. I just saw a video from the scrimmage. You know, what I love to see, I think there we got a little chip on our shoulder from last year. We know that we should have been playing. We should have three-peated last year, no matter what, in my opinion. And sure. I think you can see it in the guys that are flying around, guys trying to win jobs, guys trying to keep their jobs, you know. And I think when you got that going on, and obviously there's going to be no complacency from the head man himself. So, I mean, I think you got a hungry, hungry bunch that if we can stay healthy, we're going to make some noise here in this long run, especially with this tough schedule up front. With this schedule that we have, you know, if we can make it through the schedule, you know, unscathed as far as one number one wins, you know, and coming out healthy, I mean, sky's the limit for us. Because I mean, who's playing a harder schedule, you know, as well, let's say this harder schedule on the road than Georgia right now?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's a brutal road schedule. I mean, you look at what they have in store, man. It's let me pull up the schedule just to give you, because I haven't memorized the schedule yet to this point. But
on the road at Alabama, on the road at Texas, on the road at Ole Miss, on the road to Missouri. Oh.
Okay, you've memorized the schedule. I'm glad one of us has, right?
Clemson neutral, on the road to Kentucky.
Kentucky's not as scary as I thought they were. They have a really good quarterback, but not really a system for him.
Yeah.
You know, they have Vandegrift, Brock Vandegrift, but they don't really have a system for him.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Which is concerning.
Real interesting to see.
Yeah, this is not a fun road schedule.
Those are just what I remember off the top of my head.
No, you were exactly right. You know, you have back to back. I mean, you go neutral, you go home, then you go back to back road games. So you don't truly play a meaningful game in Sanford Stadium until October. Think about that.
Oh, on the road to South Carolina too. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you feel about South Carolina, it is still in South Carolina.
It's always know. Yeah, I don't get it. They're not good. I think there's a chance they could lose to Vandy, but that's still a tough game for us. I don't know why, but it just
is.
It still is. But you get Lexington, you get Kentucky early, which is good for us, because they're gonna still be trying to figure stuff out. Bama is not the same Bama, but it's still Bama. Mm-hmm. Not the same Bama. But then you get back-to-back home games against Auburn and Mississippi State. So I think Auburn's going to be bad. I think they're going to be bad.
I didn't watch any of the other day. I got to watch their little scrimmage game. And they had theirs last week, last Saturday.
Yeah, they did. A-Day, the A-Day scrimmage. Mississippi State was – they're just always bad. But then you have a gauntlet of Texas, Florida, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought I would if you would have told me that our gauntlet of Texas, Florida, Ole Miss, and Tennessee, I would never say that – I would have never thought I would say that Florida's our game of reprieve in that four-game set.
Never.
I would have never said that, ever. I would have told you it was probably going to be Ole Miss.
Yeah. Now, Ole Miss, we were just talking. Yeah. Ole Miss is going to be pretty sporty this year. Dude,
Jackson Dart is freaking dealing, man. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And then
they are the king of the transfer portal. I mean, they're getting kids left and right.
Yeah,
they got Arkansas starting linebacker. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Florida starting defensive end. They got Walter Nolan from A&M. Let's see. They've got – who else do they get? I mean, you lose Quinshon Judkins and you get better? How does that make sense? It's insane.
The Lane train is picking up steam, man. I mean, who wouldn't play for Lane Kiffin? I mean, if you think about it, if you think of the coaches, you know, who most relatable as far as, you know, social media and things like that. You got Dion, then you got Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just think about a player's coach as far as the social media aspect, the glamour, you know, just things like that, you know, we all know Coach Smart is going to be Coach Smart. You know, he really doesn't get into that. You know what I mean? Brian Kelly at LSU. They're not really going to get into things like that. Just thinking of people, Mike Norvell, that don't really get into the whole social media things like that. But, you know, you see Lane Kiffin, you know, fist pumping and throwing stuff and, you know, all that good stuff, interacting with people on social media. Like, that guy seems fun. I'd love to go play for that guy. And yeah. Oxford was very fun on my visit. So, I mean, saying that.
You visited Ole Miss?
I did. The Grove was fun. Nice. I wasn't going to play football, though. I was going to go play baseball.
Ah, that'd have been a fun place to play baseball.
Oh yeah, they're pretty good back then too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's that's interesting, man. I'm with you there, though. I think he's got to easily be one of the most fun coaches. I mean, just hearing him talk, just listening to him interact on social media, he gets along with everybody. Like, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a perfect fit for Ole Miss because they needed somebody like that to be relevant, and they got it. So yeah, that game, I'm not going to lie. I mean, we're Georgia, so we really shouldn't be afraid of any game, but like, I can see that game being the one that gives us the most trouble.
Yes. Ole Miss and Missouri, because, you know, Trinkowitz has got, he's got it figured out over there. Now he's doing a really good job.
He's finally got
it. I thought he would fall on his face, but he's figured it out. You know, and let's think about this, you know, both of us are play callers. So we all mm-hmm. know how this works. I know when I become a head coach, I do not want to be I don't want to be a play caller. I don't. I'm going to have somebody that does that for me, you know, but ever since Drinkwitz has given up play calling, Missouri's gotten better. Does he have a hand in it? Absolutely.
Well, it's his sister.
I saw on this, I think it was a couple months ago. If you look at the last team to win a national championship with the head coach being the play caller, hadn't really happened in a really long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't think of a time that it's happened. I'm trying to think. Not Georgia's last two. Clemson, Dabo doesn't call plays. Alabama, Nick Saban definitely doesn't call plays. Urban didn't call plays. Any of the SEC schools didn't have. Last time Auburn won, did Chizik call defense? It's been a long time. I mean, that was like 2010. So
it has been a long time. I forget who did it, but it has been a very, very long time. You know, you just see the success of those guys who have given it up. You know, and it got me thinking about Ryan Day. You know, it's really hard to, you know, dabble in everything, you know, while also, you know, being the sole person I'm calling plays, you know, Kirby Smart has Coach Lanning in that group over there on defense, doing the defense, you know, Coach Bobo runs the offense. So.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because.
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
You can kind of see and have a hand in absolutely everything from a head coach's standpoint, you know, and I, you know, I thought about that and I was like, that's kind of what's made us so successful. You know, Coach Rick gave up play calling duties. You know, we became a better team. You know, he did it before I got there, but at the same time, you know, you can see how much better a team gets when, you know, the head coach, you know, gives that duty up.
Yeah, and it was something that needed to happen when he first came in. Like, it was a transition that needed to happen. Like, he called plays his first like 6 years there. And we were really good, and that's what needed to take place. He was essentially showing – the plan was always to give it to Bobo at some point. And I guess the year before you got there, was the 06 was the year it kind of transitioned. And then you came. So it was a little rocky at first because I think, you know, with all play callers, I was the same way. You're probably the same way. A little bit robotic at first, right? Like you probably are reading the play card instead of actually getting a feel for the game, or as you're trying to get a feel for the game, you're probably just going through your list like, okay, you know, I got this, so I got to call this because it's third and short. Okay, it's second and medium. We're balls on the 34-yard line. Okay, I've got to call this. And instead of like letting the – like later on for me, as the years went on, I would look at my play sheet less and less. Mm-hmm. As the years go on, like Bobo probably looks at his play sheet a lot less than he did his first year. I guarantee it. I know college, it's a little bit more detailed, and he's probably writing stuff down and things like that and circling things, but I guarantee he's not staring at that thing. I promise you he's not.
No. You know, and that's the beauty of it. You know, that's what makes it fun. You know, it's a lot of chess matches in between that too, you know, so I enjoy it. You know, it's been seeing, you know, seeing from Coach Bobo evolve, you know, from when I was there, you know, to now, you know, cause like I said, we were still that pro style offense back then, and seeing, you know, the different formations and still doing the same pin pull stuff that we did, but, you know, just seeing how it's evolved and really just gotten better, how basically the game has evolved, you know. Because if you stay the same, you're going to get beat. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's kind of, you know, watch Iowa football. If you stay the same, you're going to get beat. And just seeing, you know, Georgia and us throw the ball and, you know, not just run the ball and things like that. I mean, I just love what we're doing. And we're getting better and better. You know, I got asked a question on Friday, you know, how do I think Carson's going to do in year two? I said, well, hell, he was one game away from playing for national championship. Regardless, if we win the SC championship, there's no doubt in my mind we win national championship. Like there's no question. Like everybody was beating us. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think right now he's going to thrive in year two. And like I said, those guys are hungry. You know, you just go and watch the one clip that I saw on Twitter just now of the scrimmage game, just the way they're flying around, things like that. You know, is it always going to be pretty? Absolutely not. But, you know, when it gets Saturday in September, I mean, we're always going to be rocking and rolling. I think Clemson's the first team, you know, to kind of, you know, somebody's got to take this whooping. Somebody's got to get it. And Clemson's the first team on the schedule that's got to get it.
Yes. So this defense, I think a lot of people are – expecting it to kind of be a little bit like last year, where it's just kind of like not quite as good as years past. They don't communicate quite as well, things like that. But I think this defense is going to be really, really good. And I know it's a lot to say, okay, it's going to be a lot to replace Kamari Laster. It's going to be a lot to replace Javon Bullard. But I think Dalen Everett's going to have a really nice season. I don't know that I don't know if he's going to have like a Kamari Lassiter type season, which, I mean, a lot of people aren't going to have that type of season in college football. But Dalen Everett is going to be a really, really good, really good corner. I mean, he got thrown to the fire last year. He picked off Gunnar Stockton in the scrimmage. There's a clip on Twitter. It's like a series of like small clips where they had a really cool effect with the football, and one of it's a Dalen Everett pick of Gunnar Stockton. So And he returns it for a long way. But I mean, he's been somebody that I've been really, really excited about on the defensive side of the ball. But on your point with Carson Beck, I think why people are asking you that question is because we treaded very lightly with him coming out of the gates last year, because we thought we could with the schedule that we had coming out of the gates. Like, we thought we could say, okay, all right, Carson, we're just going to like ease you kind of into it instead of just shoving him in. And once they finally just decided, okay, our offense is very clunky, we just, Carson, you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, but we're going to live and die by that. So just roll, man. And he answered the bell and looked brilliant the second latter half of the season. And like you said, was one game away from the national championship. And I expect him to come blazing out of the gates this year. I mean, he's had some great deep ball connections with Arian Smith. He's had some good connections with Dominic Lovett. I've heard really good things about Colby Young. I've heard really good things about Scovie White. Just this whole receiving core. The names just like, they just keep coming. You're like, okay, Arian Smith, lightning quick, lightning fast, good downfield guy. Dominic Lovett, you know, five-tool guy. Ra-Ra Thomas, just a beast. Dylan Bell, Swiss Army knife. Anthony Evans, big-time player. Colby Young, lit it up at Miami, lighting it up now. London Humphreys, the next Ladd McConkey. Scovie White. I mean, like, when did the name stop, you know? It's like, jeez.
And you talk about our defense. I mean, just think how much better our defense is going to be. They're going against these guys every day. And our secondary is going to, you're not going to find a group. You know, you might find a guy. You know, your Marvin Harrison Juniors of the world. You might find a guy. You know, yeah. But we're teetering on that group of receivers that Ohio State had with Olave and that group that came in at one time. Mm-hmm. You know, the Jerry Judy's and that group that came through Alabama, you know, for a while. You know, just a good group, good core of receivers, you know, that's going to come through, which is going to make our secondary better, which is going to make our defense better. Because one, you got to chase those guys. You got to guard those guys. You know what I mean? So when you step out there on Saturday, there's, dude, have you seen what we got to guard every day? You know what I mean? Like, this is an everyday thing. You know, yeah. Coach Smart is making them compete every single day. You know what I mean? So there's nothing, you know, that they haven't seen before. You know, what's going to come down to is when there's 90,000 people, you know, not just, you know, Coach Smart on the mic hollering at you. You know what I mean? That's really where the confidence factor comes in. You know, if you're a dog, you know, that, you know, everybody claims that they are, you know, it's not going to be playing against anybody else. It's going to be simple. You know what I mean? So I think our secondary is going to be fine. You know, you got Coach Robinson coming in, who's obviously, you know, the top tier players, coaches, you know, especially on that side of the ball. And the scheme's not changing. So, I mean, if you've paid attention, you know, you might not have seen the field a whole lot, but if you paid attention, you know, you know what to do. You know the coverages and things like that. So, you know, it's just kind of going out there and performing now. You know what I mean? If you want the big money dollars, if you want to be riding around Lamborghini like Carson Beck, you got to go out there and perform. And that's really just what it comes down to.
Yeah. I mean, Carson Beck, he could let me borrow that Lamborghini for a weekend if he'd like. I wouldn't hate that. So, I mean, I just, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize. What I think a lot of people don't realize is when you get a lot of people like this in the portal, people don't realize that these guys practice against each other. And even though like their game reps might not be as much, or like their game targets might not be as much, what these guys are doing is putting on a show. And these guys are putting practice film out there. Scouts, I don't think people realize also that scouts come to practice too. So they see these guys compete day in and day out. And they're actually getting a lot of playing time and a lot of competition time, because that's how Kirby runs his practices. So for people to say, oh, well, it's a loaded room, like, where's he going to get his opportunity? Well, your opportunity doesn't just come on Saturday afternoons. Your opportunity comes in spring, summer workouts, fall camp, when the scouts are there. pro days. And then taking advantage of your game reps. Game reps are just kind of like the cherry on top as far as like competing against the best of the best. Like if you can't hack it in practice, well, you're going against the best in the country. If you can't hack it in practice, okay, well, your NFL dreams probably aren't there. And that's okay. A lot of people can say that. I didn't play in the NFL.
Me neither.
I realized that dream was dead when I was 16 years old. So
that people talk about opportunities. I mean, our opportunities come, you know, when they're presented. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's what do you do when your number's called? You know what I mean? Just look at the room, like you said. Look at the room. You know, people. Well, he goes there and he's never going to play. Well, you don't know that. Most people just get on this thing called the internet, and they look at the depth charts, or they look at these rosters and say, ooh, look at this. Why is he going there? Blah, blah, blah. Well, it's not the fact that he's going there. One, he's going there to win. That's number one. He's going there to get developed, because, I mean, who's developing players, you know, outside of, you know, your Nick Sabers and things of the world? Georgia is. You know what I mean? Just the development of the football player. You know, not just that position, the player themselves. You know what I mean? So, and, you know, if you're just looking at, well, stats and playing time and stuff like that, then obviously you're looking at the wrong thing. Now, do those things matter? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of it, you know, player development and things like that are the most important thing when it comes to playing for the Georgia Bulldogs. You know? Yeah. So that's why we have these guys coming to the University of Georgia, receivers who know we're gonna run the rock. That's what we're going to do. Are we going to throw it? Absolutely. But there's also going to be 3, 4, 5 of y'all out there playing at one time. You know, we don't have just a dominant guy that's just, hey, we're just going to throw the ball to him every single time. There's a reason why Ladd McConkey got so many touches. It's because you had Rosemary Jackson over there. You know, you had Brock Bowers over here. You know, you had guys around him that made him that good. So we're going to spread the wealth. You know,
yeah,
so
for sure. For sure.
If you think you're going to touch the ball, you're going to get 7 touches every single game, you're sadly mistaken at the receiver position.
Now there might be a game where you get 10 touches, and then there might be a game where you get 2. It's gonna ebb and flow.
How many games did Rosemary Jack Saint not touch a ball?
Probably.
You know, or Aaron Smith not touch
a ball. I thought Aaron Smith left the program, honestly.
You know,
I thought he left the program.
And then Dylan Bell goes out here to Tennessee and has a day. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you just never know. And that's football.
Yeah, that's football. And honestly, all you need is one. Like, have you heard of – I mean, we're football junkies, so you probably have. But, like, I, for one, hadn't heard of Roman Duse until, like, the last 2 games of the regular season for Washington. I'm like, who's this guy? And now he's going to be, like, the number 2 receiver taken in the draft. Like it's that kind of thing. I mean, you know, he's a West Coast guy, so I don't know, maybe I haven't heard of him because of geography, but like he's somebody that probably, you know, was relatively unknown and really just had that one breakout game against Oregon, and now he's on the radar.
Yep.
And that's all it takes. And I don't think and people need to realize also that Channing Tindall got drafted in the 3rd round. I don't think Channing Tindall started a single game at Georgia. He was a reserve. But he was a rotating linebacker.
He was developed, and now he is making millions of dollars in the NFL.
Wait, what was that word you just said?
It's called player development.
Development.
There's a reason.
Player development. There's
a reason.
Yes.
That people want to come to Georgia.
Yeah.
There's a reason why people want that. You know, there's a reason why all those kids left and Nick Saban left, because the player development that Nick Saban was doing, they knew if they went to Alabama, they were going to be developed to be NFL players. Mm-hmm. They know if they come to Georgia, they're going to be developed into an NFL player. Like, that's just how it is. You know, they're not coming. Now, you take that back. You are coming for a couple of dollars now. Don't get me wrong. I ain't naive. How this thing works, but at the same time, you're there to win and be developed, because your development as a college football player right now and the way that they practice, the way they go about their business is going to be far more, you know, better for you when you go to NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll get your opportunities and you'll get, you know, all that'll take care of itself. So you shouldn't really worry about any of that stuff because it will take care of itself. So people that are all worried about that, and it'll happen. And the quarterback situation, like Carson Beck, he waited, and guess what? He's going to benefit now. He's going to be a top NFL guy now. Two solid years.
The quarterbacks who have waited in this system, you know, and you know, Coach Munkin came through, and I'm just thinking back. All right, so Matt came in, went through the system. He's doing well. You know, Aaron Murray came through the system, doing well. Yeah. Hudson Mason came through the system. He's doing well. You know, all right. Those years go by. Okay. Now we get Stetson Bennett come through the system. He's doing well. Carson Beck right now coming through the system. He's doing well. Guys who have come through, has stayed and went through the system and been developed, you know, they're doing well. You know what I mean? So it's a process. Does it suck? Do you think that you should be the number one guy every time? Absolutely. If you don't think like that, then something's very, very much wrong with you. But at the same time, you know, if you just toe the line and you just do little things every day, you know, do what you're supposed to do, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're going to be totally fine. So I'm not worried about it. And you shouldn't be either. It's just all, you know, you just got to let it all come to you, man. And then that's how it's going to go. And that's how it's, you know, that's how it's got to be. And so if you spend all this time worrying about, oh, this guy's not going to develop. Oh, we got a log jam here. Oh, this guy came to us and he's never going to play. Or, oh, he's not. Oh, he only had two catches, so he sucks. And, you know, people are going to try to tell you that, you know, Georgia's team's going to be bad because they don't have Brock Bowers. And the team is going to be bad because, you know, what are they going to do to replace Ladd McConkey, and who are they going to throw to? And they have too many guys taking targets, and like there's no dominant running back anymore. But again, it's going to be more of like we're going to overwhelm you, and that's the way
because
it's going
we to have be. Because we have so many guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Like all these guys are going to be on the field at one time.
Yeah, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
And you have to defend all 11 because Carson Beck can tote that rock too now.
Mm-hmm. He can, and he has. He can, and he has, and so that's one thing I'm looking forward to is seeing kind of like how he develops in the run game. Like, do you think there'll be more of a run presence for him?
I think so. I think he has to tote the rock. Like, it has to be a designed run for him, no more than 5 times a game. You know, yeah. I think 5 is enough, you know, between 3 to 5 times, you know, just to, you know, keep defensive on it. Obviously, he's going to scramble, you know, when he has the opportunity. But, you know, if you have a design run from him, you know, where he can get a couple, you know, get down, things like that. And he actually plays better when he's actually getting hit. You know, that first hit is kind of, all right, I'm good now. You know what I mean? So if you go back to the South Carolina game, you know, once he got hit, you know, that one good time, I mean, he was fine for that. You know, he's not just a pocket passer. I mean, you got to move the pocket with him and things like that. So, I mean, he's a big, beautiful kid. You know what I mean? So, moving the pocket with him, doing things like that, I mean, he's going to – and just the weapons that he has, you know, it's going to be – it's going to be beautiful to watch, especially, like I said, this team's hungry, man. You know, they knew – we all know that they should have been playing for it last year.
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt that they shouldn't plan for last year. And anything less than getting back to that point is, you know, less than ideal. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. So it's this team's exciting. Let's just call it what it is, man. This team is exciting. This team can get it. This team can flat get after it, man. And I'm excited for it, man. I'm really am. And this is gonna be this defense is going to surprise a lot of people, and there's going to be some guys that you look up and go, oh, that guy. And you're going to say that quite a bit on defense because, like, you're going to see KJ Bolden. You're going to see Ellis Robinson, Justin Williams. You're going to see some of the defensive line guys, which, you know, I said it's going to be kind of another year of like kind of an aggregate effort, like a bunch of athletic guys, a bunch of guys that can move well and play well and super talented. We just don't know who they are yet. It's going to be a lot of that. And it's going to be a lot of, okay, I got to check my, okay. This guy, Jamal Jarrett. Okay, good. Like cross-checking your numbers again in the program.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to go with defensive line.
And, you know, we just cater to what they do well. You know, I think last year, I think we're a little stale. You know, and by stale, I mean, I think we didn't cater to the fact that we had small linemen. Not really that big factor, you know, up front. But we got a lot of fast guys up front, you know, a lot of quick guys up front. So now I think, you know, we cater to that. You know, offseason is a lot about reevaluation and things like that. What could we have done differently, you know, to put us in a very advantageous, you know, situation in games? You know, you got a lot of bright minds over there. And you can't tell me that our head coach, who's one of the best defensive minds in the game right now, as soon as that bowl game was over with, was not in the lab saying, hey,
yeah,
hey guys, we got to figure something out. You know what I mean? So, you know,
probably could move those guys.
Yeah, just move them. You know, I'm pretty sure that's going to be in the cards this year. You know, they got Michael Williams doing a little bit of linebacker here and there. I read about. So, I mean, it's just much different stuff going on. You know, to where we just let those guys play. You know, we play better when they play. You know, yeah. It's not really a. It's a scheme, obviously, because, you know, it's our defense. But at the same time, those guys are playing football. And I think we were a little bit too schematically sound, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It was just, like, make sure we put them in the right places. You know, make sure we all slant this way instead of just, hey, y'all go out there and play football. You know what I mean? Make sure you're in your right spot. Make sure you know the defense and the calls and everything. But go make a tackle. Go knock the hell out of somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what it comes down to, man. You just gotta go out and play ball. Just gotta move. That's a perfect way to describe it. Just play ball, you know, and just go get somebody, and go crush somebody.
See ball, hit ball.
Exactly.
See ball. We need 11 angry people going to football.
Yeah. What's so complicated about that? What's so complicated about that? Right?
That's right.
See ball, hit ball.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, last thoughts on that. You know, before we jump out of here, man, you know, football is going to be great. I still want to give more of a shout out to basketball because I think they're probably not getting the love they deserve because they only went to the NIT. So,
that is an accomplishment.
Shout out to them, dude. Yeah. Let's give them your flowers. Shout out to basketball, man. It's been a, you know, it was a, at times, like I think they had an outside chance at going to the NCAA tournament. There were certain points in the year where they definitely played up to the potential of being a tournament team. Like they definitely played like they were capable of being in that position. And then other times they showed their inexperience and they showed other times they just showed the lack of depth and the lack of experience. And that really kind of came through a little bit.
I think playing in the NIT just showed you, all right, guys, we got here. You know what I mean? And the NIT it's not a bad thing. You know, people trying to make it seem, oh, they only, yes, they, that is, it's hard to get in there too. A lot of teams didn't go there. No. You know what I mean? So to do what we did, to make the run that we did, to play as hard as we played and to come back in a couple of games, to win those games as close as we did to even get to that point, you know, just shows you, you know, how we're taking those next steps. You know, the next step next year is to be playing, you know, to be a part of March Madness. You know what I mean? That's the very next step into doing this thing, you know, that was a big step, you know, for Georgia basketball. And I'm so proud of those guys. And, you know, my final thought, as always, is to the APD is out. fortunate for ETN, this is not Gainesville. You are now in Athens, Georgia. And please be smart on these streets, guys. I mean, you know, don't do anything that, you know, that can hurt you, somebody else, you know, or your respective, you know, sports program or anything like that. And at the same time, you know, APD, man, y'all got to help us out just a little bit. I don't condone bad behavior by any means, but, you know, hey, big dog, hey, let's call somebody to get you. Hey, Kirby, we caught so-and-so out here. You know, we got a patrolman, you know, taking them home. You know, I still haven't heard any bad stories from other colleges. We only hear from Athens.
Yeah.
That's my only deal. You know, of course it happens everywhere, but we're the only ones that make it different.
I know. And that's
my only argument.
Yeah, that's disappointing for sure. And it's an unfortunate situation too, because like I don't think he, you know, I mean, obviously breaking the law is breaking the law, but I like, you know, of all the things you could break the law and get caught doing, I think him doing what he did is not that huge of a deal, you know.
That punishment is a huge deal, though. Bless his heart.
Good Lord. Yeah, he's gonna be dealing with that for quite some time. He's gonna be in shape, though. He's gonna be in shape.
He's gonna be doing that at least till fall camp.
Yeah, he's gonna be in shape. Yeah. He will definitely be in summer.
You got whatever you got and summer workouts.
Oh God.
Oof. But shout out to everybody, because knock on wood, that has been the only story, you know, that's come out. You know, I think they're doing a really good job of, you know, staying out of trouble. It is what it is. You know, kids being kids, but guys, please be smart. Please be careful. The off season, soon as G Day's over with, it's usually when everything gets popping. So, guys, please be careful. In order to get to this thing, we're going to need everybody. So everybody, please be careful.
We will definitely need everybody. So just make sure. Yeah, just make sure you're staying out of trouble. Don't get arrested somewhere else either. Going on spring break, like that's good. That would suck too. But I guess UGA's already had spring break, right?
Yes, they've already come and gone.
So, never mind. We've already crossed that bridge. So, but Israel, man, it's been great jumping back on with you. As our schedules get cleared up, we'll figure this thing out and get to more of a routine. But like, it's always good it's always good to jump back on here and do our thing, man. Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast, man. We thank you for listening. Make sure you find us on social media at Believe in Dogs everywhere, except Twitter, because we got hacked apparently.
Terrorists, man. Terrorists. Don't worry, we'll be back up and running soon.
It at Believe in Dogs collapsed. So if you followed Believe in Dogs before, just keep that in the back of your head when it comes back around.
It's coming back, guys. Don't worry.
It's coming back. It'll be back. So be back very soon. So just be patient and we'll be ready to roll there. So make sure you get ready to refollow us there. But follow at Believe in Dogs and all the other social media platforms at TroopStar28, at Coach Burton 36. So we thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday evening, which should be winding down for a lot of you. Hope you have a great week. Stay safe tomorrow. Enjoy the solar eclipse, and we'll see you back here next time on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast. But until then, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Peace.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.